Welcome to the Daisy Project. My name is Daisy Mann, and in this very first episode, I just wanted to introduce you to myself, but also to talk a little bit about the intention behind this podcast. So I'm based in Melbourne in beautiful Australia, and I currently head up the entrepreneurship programs at Deakin University, where I've been working for the last 3 years, and I get to meet some fantastic, brilliant founders who take part in our programs. And I also recently founded a social enterprise called Bold Punjab, which is about empowering South Asian entrepreneurs and leaders and aspiring entrepreneurs. We build a sense of community by hosting events. And in India, we're about to set up an entrepreneurial education program to work with young Indian women who have ideas or who are at the early stages of setting out a business to help them get started. So that's a little bit about what I do, and that's with my work hat. Generally speaking, I am quite a curious person. I am in this sort of, I guess, relentless pursuit of finding out what it means to live a meaningful life. So I am very focused on learning, and probably not in the most traditional sense, but I like learning about how we are the way we are, what is it that influences the way that we think and the way that we behave. I'm also very curious about other people in terms of founders and leaders and what has influenced their journey to get them to where they've gotten to. And that's something that we'll be exploring in this podcast. So this podcast is all about having meaningful conversations with bold entrepreneurs, leaders, and change makers. And it'll mostly be people you probably haven't heard of before, so be ready to see some new people. I think there's often some really inspiring people doing incredible work, but we don't get to come across them because we don't really see them in media as much as, say, you know, we see people like Richard Branson, Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk. These are sort of names synonymous with entrepreneurship, or sort of Anglo male names. And it's actually really interesting because I did this, and this is another impetus for this podcast, but I did this experiment, and I do this regularly actually. Every time I'm asked to speak, I sometimes guest lecture in entrepreneurship, or I do talks at different conferences, and I do this experiment and I ask everyone to stand up. And I asked them to, and you can sort of do this mentally in your head, but the impact in a big room is quite profound, is I ask everyone to think of an entrepreneur that they admire. I give them a couple of moments, and then, so now everyone's standing up and they've thought of an entrepreneur that they admire. Maybe you've thought of someone. Now I ask them to sit down if the entrepreneur that they thought of was a male. And now I've done this in rooms of 20 people, 30 people, 500 people. And it's quite fascinating. At this point, in every room, roughly 80% to 90% of everyone sits down. So you've only got sort of, you know, 1 in 10, 2 in 10 remaining. And now I often ask them, I do this in Australia, and it's usually to make a point. So I ask them to sit down if the entrepreneur they thought of is not from Australia. And at this day, generally, everybody sits down. And, you know, I've done this in the past with a lot of international students, and I usually ask them to sit down if the entrepreneur they thought of is not from their home country. And at this stage, again, everybody sits down and there's one or two standing, and it's quite adorable when I ask one or two and they usually say, it's my mom, or it's, you know, my auntie, and it's a family member, and that's adorable. But I think what this shows us is the real lack of representation that we have of female founders and female leaders in mainstream media, meaning our image of an entrepreneur is generally this successful Anglo male and most likely American, because that's what we see in the media and that's what we see in the news. So I guess during this podcast, one of the things I really want to do is find entrepreneurs who are inspiring, who are passionate, and who don't normally get the limelight, or you don't really hear about them because they're sort of quiet achievers in some way, or they're not the first person people think of when they think of starting a podcast and someone to interview. So I'm really excited, actually. our first couple of guests that we've got. I recorded these episodes while I was in London, and both of them I found out it's their first time being on a podcast. And obviously for the first guest, it was the first time I was recording a podcast. It was the first time she was on a podcast. So it was one big experiment. But that's one of the reasons I've started this, is to be able to give a microphone and to shed some light on entrepreneurs that you might not otherwise heard of. Now, other than doing interviews and having meaningful conversations, I'll also be occasionally talking about lessons that I've learned throughout my life, and as I'm exploring about what it means to live a meaningful life, about, I guess, this pursuit of purpose. I guess a lot of what they call us millennials these days, but we're one of the things that we often hear about for millennials is finding your passion. How do you find your passion? Is it something that you find? Is it that you exhaust all the options before you realize what is it that you like? Is the job or what you're doing right now, does it feel like it's not what you thought it was going to be? And what might be the steps to either to get out of it or to find ways to find meaning within it in different roles within the same company? So a lot of it will be about career as well. And I'm also happy to explore topics. If you send in submissions, I'll be open to taking topics, or you can also send in people that you'd like me to interview, and I'd be happy to reach out to them as well. So I'm really excited, and I want to thank you for tuning in to be with me on this journey as we learn and as we grow. I'm all about being generous and being open and being abundant and being really raw. So we'll try our best to keep it like that throughout this podcast. I must confess, I may get a little nervous every now and then because I am no podcast professional. I wonder if that's even a job. I'm not actually sure. So thank you once again for tuning in for this introductory episode. I am really looking forward to this journey of meeting some extraordinary people, of having meaningful conversations, and of sharing a little bit of my journey with you and the experiences that I've had.